Chapter 2. A scuffle breaks out in a corner of the basement. The khakis have accused a man of being Muslim. They proceed to beat him. I see a doctor swing his stethoscope above his head like a whip. Two women in nurses' uniforms wield umbrellas and try to elbow their way in. Even the woman next to me does her share, hurling insults at the victim across the room.
"Son of a big sister fucker," she says,
and aims a stream of spit in the direction of the commotion. Although aware of the city's partition along religious lines, I've never witnessed the hatred fueled by this division firsthand. I now understand the advice my watchman tried to impress upon me so emphatically this morning. Only the very brave or the very foolish venture into the wrong area of town anymore. Still, this is a hospital. I feel like shouting. Even if it lies in a Hindu sector, does that mean the only treatment administered to Muslims is this kind of battering? Had we been at Messina Hospital in Baikula, would I be the one meted out such violent medicine instead? They claimed this could never happen. Bombay was too cosmopolitan, its population too diverse, its communities too interdependent to ever become another Beirut or Belfast.
"Just think of the financial give and take alone," my father would say. "Without everyone's cooperation, the economy would simply dry up."
He'd point to the language riots of the 50s, the communal campaigns of the 60s and 70s, the waves of bomb blasts since the early 90s that blew up hundreds as they sat in trains or buses or offices.
"Bring on whatever havoc you will. The city will remain united, even if the rest of the country splits apart."
For a long time, he was right.